At Tuesday's meeting, nonprofit leader after nonprofit leader lined up to contest the tax, citing examples of how paying sales tax would hurt their nonprofit missions. The words of Fritz Charles, speaking on behalf of Bethel Search and Rescue, perhaps carried some of the most weight, saying a sales tax might reduce their budget to be able to conduct searches for missing people.
Look at it this way. What if it's your son? What if it's your significant other that's lost out there? Who's going to go out there and look?
Charles was the last to speak after more than an hour of outcry from YKHC, AVCP, and others. Charles commented on the importance of the combined efforts of all of these groups.
People have spoken tonight for this nonprofit tax exemption. All these organizations make the city of Bethel. We are all intertwined together.
Zach Fansler, who introduced the ordinance, said he had met with several of the nonprofits to discuss the terms of a possible exemption.
They're doing jobs that city services couldn't necessarily do. If you're looking at communication or you're looking at running a domestic violence shelter or a child advocacy center or things like that, these are all super important things that are being done in our community.
The council will look over the ordinance and vote on its passage at the next city council meeting. Council began at 6:40, and council members Albertson and Weiss were absent. For KYUK, I'm Adrian Wagner.